This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doran, Justin Fields is 10th in the National Football League in quarterback rating. 10th. If you would have told me going into the season that he was going to play the first four games and be 10th, I would think they'd be 3-1 or better.
Yeah.
If you told me he'd be 10th and play 17 games, I'd think they'd have a chance to win the division. And that's why I don't need to see Russell Wilson. I get it. I get why some people would, hey, we need to see, is Russ better than Justin? Can Russ elevate you to another level? I would understand why some might want to see that. I don't. Like, Justin Fields, in three games, took care of the football. In the game where he doesn't take care of the football as well, he still was their best player, I think. I don't need to see Russell Wilson. 98 quarterback rating. Six touchdowns this season. One pick. Pretty good.
It's pretty good. Like, I mean, but I hope that Mike Tomlin doesn't get in his own way, because if it does go backwards, say he does make the decision, he is thinking that Russell Wilson deserves an opportunity, and he gives him that opportunity. Say, like, one bad game by Justin does allow that to happen, and Russ is just atrocious. Like, he will get, I mean, annihilated.
Right.
Annihilated. So you better be right.
I don't have a lot of faith that it is just going to be Justin's job, though. Like, I don't know that Mike Tomlin's done a good job at handling the quarterback situation. Like, you watch last season, Mason Rudolph was their best quarterback. Now, you're still going to play Kenny. Mm-hmm. Like, that, I don't begrudge him for playing Kenny. I do begrudge him and them for not realizing that Mason Rudolph was light years better than Mitch Trubisky. I mean, night and day better. 2019, going between Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges, I thought Mike Tomlin handled that situation bizarrely. I thought Kenny Pickett's rookie year, he didn't do the right thing. So I think the most obvious thing in the world is you let Justin keep running out there until he proves he can't win you football games. Like, he's the reason why you lose. I just don't know that that's going to be the case with Tomlin, because you fall back on history, and I'm really not enamored with what he's done in terms of making these quarterback decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, and we'll see what he says today. I'm sure Jeff Hathorn will ask the question. My guess, Russ is going to start the week. We expect he's going to be limited, and it's going to look like the last few weeks. I wonder what it's going to look like when Russ is healthy. Like, what Tomlin's going to say in the news conference. Like, because if you're not 100% sure he's going to practice in full on Wednesday, like, you're still going to have Justin Fields prepare to be the starter.
Yeah.
Like, I would be shocked if this week, no matter what, if it's not Justin Fields. I think we're talking more like the weeks to come following this week.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.